Welcome to Teaching Our Kids the Bible. I'm Dale Fincher. Choosing a translation of the Bible doesn't have to be difficult. I know a lot of people fret and stress over, what's the best translation for me? What do we need to do? And why are there so many of them? If you go to any, bookstore that has a whole bunch of Bibles on the shelf, you'll see so many different translations. Where to begin? How do I choose? What on earth is going on? You can open up a Bible app like Bible Gateway or my favorite Blue Letter Bible, and you can open those up and be like, what translation do I read? And if you've never read the Bible or if you've never really thought about these different translations, it could be quite daunting. It's huge. It's confusing. But let me put your concerns at ease. It doesn't have to be confusing. Why do we have so many translations? That's what people ask. Well, we have so many translations because different scholars in different times said, hey, let's get together and do our best to be faithful with the original Bible, both the Hebrew Bible and the Aramaic and Greek Bible, which would be like the writings of the Jews all the way up from Genesis to Malachi and then Aramaic and Greek when we get to Matthew through Revelation, usually referred to as the Old Testament and the New Testament. They're just trying to be faithful to it. Most of them are. I will say that. There are some translations that are, they try to translate to fit their denomination or their religious group or their cult. And those we want to steer away from. But those are not the dominant ones and not the ones that are always available to you. So I want to say there are several to choose from that I think are all reliable and perfect and great for our purposes of teaching our kids the Bible. Then I'll tell you my favorite. The classic one is the authorized version of the King James Version, as they like to call it. That one has a lot of these and thous and archaic language in it, but if your family prefers the King James Version or you think it's more beautiful, the Shakespearean, Elizabethan type language in English, go for it. You could totally do it. If you like to update some of it so it's not as hard to understand, the New King James Version will work for you. Moving that, the King James Version was done over 400 years ago. So, move into the modern world and the way we speak in ordinary English today, you might want to have more of the New American Standard or the New International Version, known as the NASB and the NIV. These are the New American Standard tries to be more literal, but the translation comes across a little more wooden. The New International Version tries to be more conversational and trying to get at the meaning of the text and isn't as concerned about the literal word-for-word translation. King James is more word-for-word as well. So it depends on what you're after. When you are reading the Bible and teaching your kids, you're going to be sharing the meaning of the verses anyway. So no matter which one you read, you're still saying, hey, hold on, what's going on here? What did you see? Who said what? Is God going to respond to this? If he is, how is he going to respond? We're getting into the story itself. We're immersing ourselves in the story. So whatever helps you do that, that's great. Sometimes with the word-for-word translations, you'll see words written in italics, the slanted words. That's because they put a word in there that doesn't translate perfectly one-for-one from the original language. So they add the italicized word in. Otherwise, your words would sound really super choppy, like it wouldn't even sound like English anymore. It would sound like somebody who speaks extremely broken English. That's because translation work is hard. And languages are all different in their syntax, in the words and their meanings and all sorts of stuff. It's not always, translating is hard. Just got to know it's hard, especially from ancient languages to modern. So when you see those little italicized words, know that, this is where the translator said, you need to know this little italicized word in order for this sentence to make sense. So even the guys who translate word for word, they still have to add things in to make it make sense to us. Remember, God wants us to have knowledge. If we're getting too technical with our translation, we end up focusing on words and not knowledge. We want to get at the meaning of this. God conveys meaning through words, but he also conveys meaning in the subtext of words, the context of words, the pretext of words. Words, I think, are like little suitcases, and they are pregnant with meaning. And what we're trying to do is open those suitcases and get out of it what God intends for us to get out of it, which is knowledge. So don't get hung up on the technical details. I've seen people argue over this stuff so much that it seems as though they actually think the Bible is more important than God. We don't want to go there. We don't want to do that. The Bible is God's tool in the world for us to understand Him. Our relationship is with Him. My favorite translation for teaching kids the Bible is the Message Bible. Now, the Message gets a lot of flack for some reason. A lot of people like, you know, poking fun at it. And because it's not done by big teams of translators, it doesn't have this, well, is it word for word or is it, you know, phrase for phrase? What is the Message? The Message is translated by Eugene Peterson, who, in my estimation, probably walked with God or understood God more than most translators of the 20th century. He was a very literate man, and he was a pastor. And so much of the Message are his notes and understanding of the Scripture as he would preach it and teach it to his congregations over the course of decades. And then he put it all down in a form to help people understand the Bible. He is literary, he understands poetry, he understands literature. He's a wonderful writer, insightful, humble man who is no longer with us, but he left behind an incredible legacy with the Message Bible as well as many of his books. I love reading the Message Bible because it brings fresh words and fresh insights of the Bible, and which are meanings in the Bible itself, that are often missed when we approach the Bible more scientifically than more literary. And the Bible actually is a literary book, it's not a scientific one. So I love the Message. And when you read the Message, and I would challenge you, if you've never read the Message, just pick it up and read some chapters. Read it alongside an NASB or an NIV. Read it alongside the King James Version. See where you think it might be getting it wrong, but also see how perhaps it's bringing some fresh insight to it because it's using words you can understand and bringing fresh fresh water and fresh insight that are often overlooked with our cliches or awkward syntax. So, how to choose a translation. If you really love to get into the details of how translations come together and how difficult it is to make them and how some translations fail in certain areas, succeed in other areas, check out Gordon Fee's book, How to Choose a Translation for All It's Worth. It was published a bunch of years ago, but it is still a wonderful book. Go to your local library to grab it online, whatever, if you want to get into the details of how to choose it. But for our purposes, we're getting our kids into the story. We're trying to get into the story. I find the Message Bible is my favorite and is a tremendous resource. And hey, if you get through a whole bunch of the books of the Bible and you're like, hey, let's go over this again. Let's repeat a lot of what we heard. And we went through it with the Message the first time. Let's go through it with the NIV the second time. You'll probably discover new things, new ways of looking at it. And of course, whenever you hear the story a second time, many new details start to emerge and you start to put connections together from earlier verses and later verses and stories and characters. Oh, that guy's related to this guy. Oh, this tribe fought this tribe, but that tribe, in all their minds, they already knew that guy was linked back to that forefather and they had a conflict there. And before you know it, you're like, whoa, we're in amazing, amazing, amazing drama. So don't let the translation debate get in your way. Just grab one and go.